श्री प्रहलाद उवाच कौमार आसरे प्राप्त धर्मान भागवता दुर्लभम मानुषं जन्म तदपि अध्रुवम अखल। प्रहलाद महाराज वन ऑफ दी अपरिची और कृष्ण कॉन्शियस में देर आर 12 अपरिचीज मेंशन्ड इन द शास्त्र शंभु नारद शंभु कुमार कपिल मनु प्रहलाद जनक भीष्म बलि वैलासती स्वयं। दिस इज द स्टेटमेंट ऑफ जमराज अबाउट द ऑथोरिटीज ऑफ धर्म। धर्म मीन्स हार्ड वर्क। आई थिंक आई एक्सप्लेन लास्ट टाइम धर्म मीन्स भागवत धर्म तो साक्षात भगवत पढ़ी जिस लाइक मिस्टर चीफ जस्टिस गिव जजमेंट on the law. So, the law cannot be manufactured by any common man or any business man. No. Law can be manufactured only by the state, by the government. Nobody can manufacture. That is not. Even the high court, if somebody pleads, sir, I have got my own law, well, Mr. Justice will not accept. Similarly, dharma, you cannot manufacture. As that you are a very big man, every chief justice, he cannot make law. The law is given by state. Similarly, dharma means bhagavad dharma. Other so-called dharmas, they are not dharma. They are not yet dharma. Exactly in the same way. Now, law manufactured at your home is not accepted. Therefore, Dharmam Sāsāt Bhagavat Pranīṣṭam. And what is Bhagavat Pranīṣṭam Dharma? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. We know everyone. He came, Krishna came. His mission was dharma sthapana aya for establishing the religious principles or re-establishing dharma sthaglani bhavati bharata yada dadahi dharma sthaglani bhavati bharata. So sometimes there is glaring discrepancies in the matter of discharging the principles of dharma. At that time, Krishna comes. Pritrana sadhanam jinasaya sudhushkita. Judi sambhava. So, this dharma, Krishna did not come to reorganize the so-called dharmas. Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Christian dharma, Buddha dharma, no. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prajita koitava. The dharma, which is a type of cheating process, that kind of dharma is prajita. Prakrishna Rukena Ujjita. And it is thrown out or kicked out. The real dharma is Bhagavad. Real. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumaro Asari Pragya Dharmana Bhagavatani. Actually, dharma means God and our relationship with God and acting according to that. So that he may attain the ultimate goal of life. That is all. Sambandha, Amideya, Prayaja. These three things, the whole Vedas are divided into three steps. Sambandha. What is our connection with God? That is called Sambandha. And then Amideya. According to that relationship, we have to act. That is called Amideya. And why do we act? Because we have got the goal of life. To achieve the goal of life. So, what is the goal of life? The goal of life is that to go back to home, back to God. That is the goal of life. We are part and parcel of God. God is Sanatana. And He has His own abode. Sanatana. Parastasmattu bhavaranya vaktya vaktya sanatana. There is a place ever existing. This material world, it will not exist forever. It is bhutta bhutta saliyate. It is manifested at a certain death, just like your body and my body. It is manifested on a certain death. It will stay for some time, it will grow, it will give some byproducts, then we become old, dwindling, and then finish. This is called sarogita of anything which is material. But there is another nature where there is no sarogita, that is eternal. So that is called sanatana, dham. And the jivas, we, living entities, we are also described as eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarite. And the Lord is also addressed as sanatana. So, our real situation is that we are sanatana, Krishna is sanatana, and Krishna has his abode sanatana. When we go back to that sanatana dham and live with the Supreme Sanatana Krishna, and we are also sanatana. The process by which we can achieve this highest goal of life, that is called sanatana. We are exhibiting here sanatana dharma. So sanatana dharma and this Bhagavad dharma, this same. Bhagavad, Bhagavan, from the word Bhagavan, Bhagavat has come. So, this Bhagavad Dharma has been described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Jivere Sarupai Nitya Krishna Dhar. We are eternal fragment of Krishna. You see, but at the present moment, with our material connection, instead of becoming the servant of God, of Krishna, we have become servants of so many other things, Maya. And therefore your suffering will not satisfy. That cannot, it cannot fit. It's like you take one screw from the machine, if this screw somehow or other falls down, it is nowhere. But the same screw, when it fits to the machine, or the machine is not working for want of one screw, it is disturbed at the time. So you take the same screw and fit it. If the machine working and the screw becomes very valuable. So we are part and parcel of God, Krishna, Mamayivam, Sujiva, he says Krishna. So, we are now separated. We have fallen down. See, another example is just a big fire and a small spark. The small spark is also fire. So long it is really fire. And in some or other, the spark falls down. out of the fire, it extinguishes. There is no more fire quality. But if you take it again and put it into the fire, again it becomes fire. So our position is like that. Somehow or other, we have come to this material world. Although we are a small particle, fragmental part of the Supreme Law, but because we are in this material world, we have forgotten our relationship with God and our manasasthani indriyani, prasidhisthani parasati. We are struggling against the laws of material world, so many other things. Here also we are serving, because we are eternally serving. But because we have given up the service of the Supreme Law, we have been engaged as servant of so many things. But nobody is satisfied. As Honorable said, nobody is satisfied. This is why. It cannot be satisfied. It cannot be satisfied. Because we are constitutionally servant of God. But we have been placed in this material world to serve so many other things which is not fitting. Therefore, we are creating plans of service. That is called mental concoction. Mana sasthan indriya. Pratitisthani tarsati is struggle. It is a struggle. So we are making different plans. But it will not be successful. That much I explained last time, that we are thinking independently and planning so many things independently to become happy, it is not possible. That is not possible. That is Maya's illusory play. Daividhesa gunavani mama maya durasya. You cannot stop. Then, what is the ultimate solution? Māme vajā parvartante māyā me tāṁ tadam. If we surrender to Krishna, then we revive our original position. That is, Krishna consciousness means, instead of keeping so many things in consciousness, they are all polluted consciousness. We have got consciousness. That is a fact. But our consciousness is polluted. So we have to purify the consciousness. To purify consciousness means bhakti. Bhakti is the definition given in Nāra Pancharāsa, as well as Rūpa Goswāmī. Rūpa Goswāmī says, annāvirāsita sunnam jñāna-karmādi anāvṛtam anukullena krishnānuśilam bhakti is first class bhakti. Then there is no other motive. Because here in the material world, under the control of material nature, pratityakshamanani gunaikarmani sarvada, ahankara vimudātmā patta, we are under the full control of the prakriti, material nature. But because we are foolish, we have forgotten our position, the ahankar, false ahankar. This is false ahankar. I am Indian. I am American. I am Brahmin. I am Kshatri. This is false ahankar. Therefore, Lal Pancharatra says, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. So, one has to become free, uncontaminated from all these devils. I am Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that. Sarva-pāti vinimma. Tat-paratena nirmala. When he is purified, nirmala, without any devils. That I am part and parcel of Krishna. Aham Brahma. This is Aham Brahma. Krishna is Parabrahma. He is described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna, Parabrahma, Paramadhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhava. पुरुषम शाश्वतम आद्यम। अर्जुन रिकॉग्नाइज एंड इन ही सेड यू आर रिकॉग्नाइज बाय ऑल द ऑथोरिटीज, प्रहलाद महाराज इज वन ऑफ द ऑथोरिटीज, दिस गाय इज ऑथोरिटी, ब्रह्मा इज ऑथोरिटी, लॉर्ड शिवा इज ऑथोरिटी एंड कपिला इज ऑथोरिटी, कुमार और कुमार जैन ऑथोरिटी एंड मनु इज ऑथोरिटी, श्रीलिंग प्रहलाद महाराज इज ऑथोरिटी, जनक महाराज इज ऑथोरिटी, ट्वेल्व ऑथोरिटी। सो अर्जुन कन्फर्म दैट यू आर स्पीकिंग योर सेल्फ दैट यू आर द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, मत परसर नाम्य। एंड फ्रॉम डिस्कशन भगवद गीता आई वॉज एक्सेप्ट यू पर ब्रह्म एंड नॉट ओनली दैट ऑल द अथॉरिटी इज योर सेक्शन। रिसेंटली इन आवर टाइम रामानुसार मध्यासार और कृष्णा, इवन शंकराचार्य वी एक्सेप्ट कृष्णा, स भगवान स्वयं कृष्णा। तो कृष्ण इज एक्सेप्टेड सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड बाय ऑल द आचार्य। सो यू हैव टू लर्न फ्रॉम द आचार्य, नॉट एनी कॉमन मैन और एनी सेल्फ मेड आचार्य, नो दैट इज नॉट। जस्ट लाइक वी sometimes in the court to give some judgment from the other court and that is taken very seriously because it is authority. We cannot manufacture judgment. Similarly, akaj upasanam in the Bhagavad Gita, it is a commandment. You have to go to the akaj. Akajavan purusa virta, one who has accepted akaj in the desired dispensation, he knows the things. So all the acharyas, they accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narada, he accepts. Vyasadeva, he accepts. And Arjuna also accepts, who personally listened to Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. And Lord Brahma, yesterday somebody posed that whether there was the name of Krishna before Dhavarati. No, there was. In the Shastras, there were Krishna, the Vedas, or Atharva Veda, and other Krishna names there. And in the Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma, he wrote Brahma Samhita. It is clearly explained there. Ishara Parama Krishna, Satyananda Vigraha, Anadi Jari, Anadi, Adi Guru, Sarva Karanta. And Krishna also says, Matta Parataram Nanya Kinchidasti Vandana. Aham Sarvasta Prabhupada. Sarvasta means including all the devatas, all the living entities, everything. And the Vedanta says, Janmadrata Jata. So, Krishna is the absolute supreme person, Ishara Paramahansa, from Lord Brahma. He is the distribution of basic knowledge. And Krishna says also, Vedasya Satvai Ahami Vavidam. This is ultimate goal. So, the Bhagavad Dharma, Bhagavan, Krishna through Bhagavan Sam, in the least of the incarnation, given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the name of Krishna also, but at the conclusion, Vyasadeva says, इति सांसकला पुंस कृष्णस्तु भगवान स्वयं। He concludes that all the incarnation mentioned here, they are अंशकला, part party manifestation or part of party manifestation. Kala means part of party. But the name which is mentioned here, Krishna, he is the supreme. Krishna through Bhagavan. So Krishna is the supreme personality of God. That is accepted by all the acharyas. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, Asama Udha, or someone. There is no equality or someone. And who is nobody greater than him. That is God. Supreme means who has no equal. Neither anyone is greater than. Everyone is that. That is called Asama Urupa. This is there. So there cannot be any competitor of God. God is one. Eka Brahma Vidya Bhakti. But he expands in different ways. That is explained in the Quran. Samsa Vivina. He expands as Vishnu Tattva. That is Shams. And he expands as Jiva Tattva. That is Vivina. So we are also expansions of God, Vivina. A small fragmental portion. Really, quality is there. Very, very small part. But the whole potency is there in Krishna. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam. So there is one supreme living being, a supreme eternal, and that is Krishna. Living. And to cultivate this knowledge is called Bhagavata. So Prahlad Maharaj, he learned this Bhagavad Dharma when he was baby is in the womb of his mother. He learned this Bhagavad Dharma. So, the devotees, Stavaram Kirtanam Vishnu, they are engaged with these nine different phases of bhakti. Stavaram Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sivanam, Akshanam Bandhanam, Dasam, Sakram, Atmanidhi. So, they are different devotees. Who have accepted part of them, just like Sri Vishnu's Savane Parikshit. Parikshit Maharaj, he simply has listened from Sukadev Goswami, the Bhagavad Dharma. He did not do anything else. Simply by hearing. And Abhavad Vaiyasa Kishisame. Vyasati, the son of Vyasa, Sukadev Goswami, he simply explained Bhagavad. So both of them got the same goal of life, liberation. And liberation means mukti, hitya, anmatha, rupam, sarupena, avasthiti. This is called mukti. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said. Mukti means, just like a person has fallen sick, he cannot walk, he cannot go to his office, so many disadvantages. But when he is cured of the sickness, the fever, he again comes to his normal life. Similarly, when he comes to a normal life, that is called mukti. Mukti does not mean now I've got two hands as the four hands, or two heads as five heads, not like that. Simply, to come to a normal condition. That is the definition of bhakti also. Real mukti means to be situated in bhakti. That is mukti. Mukti, simply to understand that I am Brahma, that is not mukti. That is mukti, that is like convalescent state. That's like man is has no fever, but is not cured. There may be relapse. There is possibility of relapse, type of fever. So, the Brahmanubhuti, Brahma realization, aham Brahmasmi, it is mukti. But it is not very secure position. One may fall down again. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Janmeva Vinyasa Vimukta Manina. Vimukta Manina. They think that Brahmanis, they think that they have become mukta, but actually they are not mukta. Janneva Vindatma Vimukta Mani is thinking that. Why? Avijuddha Buddhaya, his intelligence is not yet purified. As soon as it is purified, then it is bhakti. Therefore, Bhagavan says that Bhagavan Janmanamante Gyanavan Mantra. He is a Gyanavan. Gyanavan means, I am not this body. I am not matter. I am free soul. That is Gyan. Gyan means, there must be vairagya. Detestfulness. Then I have nothing to do with this material world. Jnana Buddha. If there is real Jnana, then there will be Buddha. Because we are suffering on account of an attachment to this material world. So Jnana means that I have nothing to do with this material world because I am not this material body. Everyone is engaged in this body engaged. So called, so many isms. All the activities of the world. That because on account of this bodily conception of life. So when one becomes free from the bodily conception of life, he comes to the understanding of Brahma identification. That is the beginning of mukti. That is not mukti. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. As soon as one realizes that I am not this body, so I should be interested in so-called social life or political life or this life, that life, because they are all due to this bodily conception. So one can understand that I am not this body. So what business I have got this bodily conception of activities? Prasanna, I have no response. And no one is so to this bodily platform. Prasanna, he gets relief from so many engagements on account of this body. I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Brahmin, I am the chief of this family, I have to take care of this so many persons and so on. So many responses. So he feels relief. No, I have no response. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Rasojati Nakantati, if he does not identify himself with this matter, then if the matter is lost or dead, what he has got to do? Rasojati Nakantati. Because you have got material attachment, therefore something material lost he learns, and something material do not possess, he has the two kinds of diseases. So Brahma Bhuta means these things at the same time. He is joyful, prasannātmā, na sojati na kāṅsati, and samasya bhīgudhīte. Then he can see vidyāvināya sampanne, brāhmani, ravi, vasthini, sunīte, sapa, panditās, he has become pandit. Samasya bhīgudhīte. When these conditions are fulfilled, marabhakti lavati pa, then he enters into devotion. So devotional sadness is not a sentiment. It is more scientific. Just to become free from the contamination of this material world. That means one is devotee, he is already mukta. He is liberated. That is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. That Bhagavad Bhagavad Bhakti Yogi Naja Sevata Savunana Savasitta Hidana Brahma Bhuya. If you want to be Brahmalin, so that is actually Brahmalin means to be engaged 24 hours in devotion. That is Brahmalin. There is not a second better without Krishna's service. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sunyayitamasa Jagasadvam Govinda Virahinami. I am seeing everything better without going. That is Krishna consciousness. He is thinking simply on Krishna. And without Krishna, everything is real. So simply to make the material world zero, sunnabad. That's why the Buddhist philosopher, they think, sunnabad. And mayabad, with vidvishisham. They are practically the same. The Buddha says, there is no God. And the Maharaja says, there is God, but he has no head, tail, nothing. It is in the indirect way to say there is no God. What is the difference? If somebody says there is no God, and if somebody says there is God, but he has no head, he has no tail, he cannot eat, he cannot see, negative. The same definition in a negative. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Vedana Maria Bodha Haira Nasti, our standard of philosophy, especially Vaishnava philosophy, anyone who does not accept the Vedic principle, because Veda is the Sadhva Yahami Vedam. If you do not accept the Vedic authority, then how can you understand God, Krishna? That's not possible. So, anyone who says there is no God, I don't care for the Vedas, he is calculated as nasty. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the Buddhists, they decry the authority of Vedas. He has to do that. There is no way. Jayadeva Goswami offered his prayer to Lord Buddha. Nindati yagya vidhirah stuti jatam. Stuti in the Vedas, there is a recommendation of yagya. And in some of the yagyas, there is a recommendation of killing pussy. So, Lord Buddha, he preached ahimsa parama dharma, no killing of animals. So these pandits, they will give evidence. But in the Vedas, there is a restriction of killing animals. How you can stop it? So therefore, he said, I don't care for your Vedas. Nilati yagya vidhirah stuti jatam. Why did the sadaya ridaya darshita pasuha? He has so much compassion to see unnecessary killing of animals. Sadaya. That Ahimsapara. That was his Pardo. He is the incarnation of God. Keshava Dhita Buddha Sarita Jaya Jagadisha. So the Vaishnava can understand what is Lord Buddha. And why he decried the authority of, because there was no other way. So, Nindasi Jagga Vidheiraha Hastuti Jatam Sadaya Ridaya Dharu Sitabu Sughatam Kesava Dita Buddha Sahiva Jaya Jagadisha. Vaishnava can understand what kind of parts he is playing. So, in this way, there are different activities going on. And they have been taken as different types of dharma. But real dharma is Bhagavad. Therefore Krishna says, sarva dharma paritajya mamritam sam. This is that is called Bhagavad. Intimate relationship with the Lord. Bhagavan. Brahmaiti, Bhagavaniti, Brahmaiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavaniti, Tattavi, Vadanti, Tattavi, Tattavyam, Jajjnanam, Advayam. There is no difference between Brahma and Paramatma and Bhagavan. But still there is difference. This is called Atinta Vedara. There are two kinds of philosophers, Veda and Aveda, oneness and difference. So, these Veda Aveda combined together. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Achinta Veda Aveda. Simultaneously one and different. So, the other gods, they are also gods. We are also gods, you are also gods. Because God means controller. your honor, Siddhartha, he was controlling the whole household. I am controlling this institution, you are controlling your family, or office, or factory. So, in that sense, everyone is God, control. But he is not Supreme God. That is not. Supreme God is Krishna. We may be Ishara, God. But Supreme God is Ishara Parama Krishna. That is the Bhagavata, God Brahma. Even Brahma, he is also worshipping the Supreme God. Tene Brahma Vida Aditavai Mahiyanti Jatra Sura Janmata Sajataha Annyasi Tadatasya Atheshu Kavijana Thara. So God is Thara. He is not dependent on any other controller. That is God. We are God, that's all right. But we are controlled, even by the material nature. What to speak of other things. So you are not independent. Independent God is Krishna. Sarat, he is described as Sarat. Sarat means independent. He is not controlled by anyone. That is real. And we are maybe God, but imitation God, a small God. But the great God is great. The great God is Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj says that Kumara, the boy, he was taking the opportunity of teaching his classmate. He was 5 years old boy. His father was a great demon, Hiranyakashipu. Don't talk of God. So, in this way, he was in a very precarious condition. Still, because he was a Vaishnava, he was taking the opportunity of preaching Krishna consciousness. Preaching Krishna consciousness. So, he was asking, the boy was very eager to play, and he said, no, my dear friends, don't play. Let us discuss something about Bhagavad. Therefore he said that, Komaro Asaspa, don't think that in the old days we shall discuss about Krishna consciousness. Immediately, in this age, Komaro, if you are really intelligent, why? But is there any guarantee that you become old man? You can die at any moment. So take this opportunity. Until the next death comes, you take this opportunity in the matter of Krishna consciousness. That is Prahlad Maharaj. There is no guarantee. Why you are thinking that way? That now you are 5 years old, you will live for 500 years. No, there is no guarantee. At any moment, you can die. Durlabhama Mahavasana Janvam. This body, human form of body, is obtained after many, many millions of years. Three evolutionary bodies. Jalayana, Vulukhani, Shavarana, Samindati. 8,400,000 species of life we have to come through. Then we have got this body, human form of life, civilized. According to our Vedic conception, a civilized means Arya. When Arjuna was declining to fight, Krishna condemned him. Anarja Krishna. He is just like speaking like an Anarja. Not Anarja. It is your duty, you must be. Anarja Krishna, Makitin, Karamadhyama. Defined by others, don't you? So, an Aryan means who accepts this varnasam dharma. Four varnas, four asam. Varnasam acharvata apurusena parakrama. Vishnu aradhat. The real name is to go back to home, back to Godhead, Vishnu. So, this is the process. If we execute this varnasam dharma rightly, then we gradually make progress towards spiritual realization. It is so arranged in that way. Naman, Khatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. Not by birth, but by qualification. Chakut Varnamaya system. If these qualifications are found anywhere else, you should accept that. Even that is explained by Narada. That jasya hi jat lakshanam proktam varnabhi bandhanam. Just like in the court, there is no such race or caste as lawyers. Anyone who knows law, he is accepted. Similarly, the quality of Brahmana is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Samadhamasidikha-sattam-savitam-ajyavam-jnanam-vijnanam-asritam-brahma-dharma-sabhava. You can train anyone. Just like you can train anyone as a lawyer, you can train anyone as an engineer or medical practitioner. Similarly, you can train anyone as Brahmana. That is one thing. That is one. So our Krishna consciousness moment is like that. We are trying to train some men as real Brahman. Because Brahman is the head, is the brain of the society. If the society has no brain, it is in chaotic condition. Brahma janati iti brahmana. Janmana jayati suddha sastara bhavidhi. So some section of the people must know what is Brahma, what is God. And they should preach all over the world. That is the greatest necessity at the present moment. So our Krishna consciousness movement is trying to do that. Although we are captivating or attracting some younger section, especially in Western countries, but Prahlad Maharaj recommends that Kumara Akari Prakta, Dharmanta. This sit training should start immediately from the child. So we are opening one Gurukul in Vrindavan. So to train Brahmachari, first of all Brahmachari, his society, his students should be Brahmachari. Brahmachari, Gurukule, Basan Janta Guru Hitam. Everything is there. Now we have to introduce these things. Otherwise, the human society is already fallen and it will fall down more and more. It will be hellish condition. So only hope is this Krishna consciousness. So I request you all to take this movement very seriously and try to help us. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Some devotee has asked me, to see and come.
Can they relate have some moment for questions and answers? It will be followed by our cinema.
So far, our philosophy is concerned. We want to be free from sinful activities. Because in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Jisham Antagatam Papam Jananam Punnakarmana Se Sandamahanin Mukta Vajantiman Virabhata. We are trying our best to become a perfect devotee of Krishna. So, to become a perfect devotee means he must be sinless. If one is sinful, he cannot become perfect devotee. So according to Shastra, this animal killing is sinful. Sriyasana-pāna-jūta-jatra-pāpa-satur-jīva. These four kinds of sinful activity, namely, illicit sex, striya, that is also in our Vedic culture, this is common morality. Chanakya Pandit even says that Matrivat Paradari, anyone, any other woman, the wife of other gentleman, she should be considered as mother. This is civilization. So what you speak of illicit sex, but people are degrading, that is another thing. But this is our standard of civilization. Even a great politician, he says, quiz pandit, vijayalak, matrivat paradaresu, paradadvesu, lotsava, atavat karvabhuteshu, japasati, sapandita. He doesn't say that one has to take degrees. By behavior, one should be understood. So, these four principles, namely illicit sex, animal killing, intoxication.
Behavior.
Yes. So, these are sinful activities, and our position is how to become sinless. Therefore, we do not recommend animal killing. That is not possible.
This is the world of Shakti or energy. There is a worldwide rise in prices of energy resources like oil, coal, gas, and electricity. This means that there is a depletion of these energy resources. Naturally, there will be worldwide destruction of mankind and other living beings and materials in the near future.
So yes, this material change and energies that is described in the Bhagavad Gita. The petrol is also another form of Krishna's energy. Any energy. There are many millions of energies. Krishna has nothing to do because everything is being done by the energy. Although he is the ultimate source of everything, but he is doing everything by his energy. Parasa Shakti Bhivai Vasri Savaviki Jnana Valakriya. And it appears that it is being automatically done. No, it is not automatically done. It is done by Krishna's energy. So this material energy is also Krishna's energy. It is not a different energy. Krishna says, Humi Rapa Analo Vayu. Now this petrol is liquid thing, so apa. It is a kind of liquid thing, apa. It is Krishna's energy. So our Vaishnava philosophy is that Krishna's energy should be utilized for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. So everything can be utilized for service of Krishna. So when you use this petrol for Krishna's spreading Krishna consciousness, he can use 1,000 or 100,000 motor cars using total petrol for spreading Krishna consciousness. That is the proper utilization of petrol. That is sadharma. When Krishna says, you surrender unto me, that is your sadharma. Because you are part and parcel of Krishna. Your business is to serve Krishna. That's why this finger is part and parcel of my body. So I say, finger, please come here. He immediately comes. This is the normal condition of the finger. Similarly, if you are really healthy in normal condition, then you must be ready to serve Krishna. That is your sadhana. If the finger cannot come immediately on my order, on my head, that means it is not in normal condition. It is in diseased condition. Similarly, when you cannot serve Krishna, that is your diseased condition.
All the gods
But that I have already explained, that incarnation, whose incarnation? The question will be, whose incarnation? God. And that God is Krishna. You do not know that. Now learn it. Yes. Incarnation means somebody is incarnate. So who is that somebody? That is Krishna. That's all. If you do not know it, you understand now. That is the normal rules and regulations that a specially Brahmana, he must go through the four ashramas. First of all, become Brahmachari, then Grihastha, then Vanaprastha, then take sannyas. And this is for the Brahmanas. And for the Kshatriyas, Brahmachari, Grihastha, and Vanaprastha. And for the Vaishyas, Brahmachari, Grihastha. And for the Shudras, only Grihastha. This is the process. This is normal form. But either one is Brahmana, or Kshatriya, or Vaishya, and Shudra, if he takes the Krishna consciousness, he becomes above these rules and regulations. Yes. Marta Brahmikarni Bhakti Yogina Deshivate Sagunan Samatitta Yitan Brahma Bhuyayata. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is that it is giving immediate leap to everyone to come to the transcendental platform, Brahma Bhuyayata. But general state is Varnasam Dharma. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was discussing with Ramananda Raya, he, first of all, what is the aim of life? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking. So, Ramananda Raya replied, that first of all, to begin this Varnasam Dharma. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Iho Baiho Hageka Hoa. Yes, this is all right, but this is external. If you know something better, please tell me. So in this way, step by step, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Varnasa Ashram Dharma, Karma Tya, Karma Sanyas, and Karma Mishtha Bhakti, Jnana Mishtha Bhakti, everything was described by Ramananda Raya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not rejected. He said, it is all right, but if you know something better, then at last when Ramananda said, stop it. When Ramananda said that, quoting one part from Srimad Bhagavatam, sthane sthita sutigatan tanuvan manohi, that it doesn't matter what you are, you remain in your post, sthane sthita, sutigatan, through the oral deception. If you hear about Krishna, then you become perfect. That is the statement. This is required at the present moment. That you remain, whatever you are, either Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Englishman, Indian, or whatever, it doesn't matter. You try to understand Krishna. That's all. If you do that, then everything will be perfect. And that can be very easily done by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this mantra. It is from Shastra. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Ibhaktivalam, Kalo Nasti, Knastra. Then he says, it's Kali Yuga. It is very difficult to bring back the fallen population again to the standard of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. It is practically lost now. The best thing is that all of them combined together, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or even less than Shudra, Kirata, Kunam, the Pulinda, Pukrasa, take to this process of chanting and hearing of the Lord's name, everything will be all right. Entities, we have no such distinction. It is confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was discussing with Ramananda Raj, he was a governor of this Madras province under the regime of Maharaj Pratap Rudra of Orissa. And he was a politician, but he was a very learned scholar in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked with him. So, because he was a Shudra by birth, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not only very exalted position, Brahmana and Sannyasi. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was questioning and he was answering. So, he felt little hesitation. And then, sir, he was so exalted, I am a Grihastha and a politician and a Bharatanaya. So, immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged him, no, don't hesitate. Kiva Sudra Kiva Vapra, Vipra Nashikane no. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta, Jai Guru. He says, don't hesitate. It doesn't matter whether he is a Grihastha, Sannyasi or Brahmana or Sudra. If he knows Krishna, he is Guru. He is Guru. That is what. We are teaching that Krishna consciousness. If one becomes Krishna conscious or known, and Krishna also says, Dharma Parmanshas means Dibgam, Jijjana, anyone.